Imagine waking up each morning feeling energetic and light without counting a single calorie. This isn't fantasy, but the promise of Fit for Life, which has transformed how millions approach eating since the 1980s. What makes this approach revolutionary isn't just another set of food rules, but a fundamental rethinking of how our bodies process food. The focus shifts from what foods you should eat to when and how you should eat them to work with your body's natural rhythms. While conventional nutrition advice has us bouncing between contradictory approaches, high protein, low carb, or vice versa, this approach offers something different, a sustainable relationship with food that works with your body's intelligence rather than against it. The cycle of traditional dieting is painfully familiar. Restrict calories, lose weight, celebrate by eating normally again, regain everything, and often more, repeat. Despite Americans spending billions on weight loss schemes annually, obesity rates continue climbing. Why? Because diets fundamentally misunderstand human psychology and physiology. Diets are, by definition, temporary. They focus on deprivation rather than sustainable habits, creating a psychological trap where you're constantly thinking about what you'll eat when the torture ends. This mental obsession virtually guarantees eventual overindulgence. The problem isn't lack of willpower, it's that temporary measures can only yield temporary results. True weight management requires understanding how your body processes food and working with its natural systems. Your body is an extraordinary machine. Your heart pumps 63,000 gallons of blood daily through 96,000 miles of blood vessels, with trillions of cells working in perfect coordination. This same intelligence can achieve your ideal weight if you don't interfere with its natural processes. Your body operates on three daily physiological cycles. 1. Appropriation, noon to 8 p.m., when your body optimally handles eating and digestion. 2. Assimilation, 8 p.m. to 4 a.m., when your body absorbs nutrients and repairs tissues during sleep. 3. Elimination, 4 a.m. to noon, when your body focuses on cleansing and removing waste. These cycles are observable. Morning breath demonstrates the elimination cycle working overnight. Eating late disrupts these cycles, forcing digestion when your body should be eliminating wastes, leading to toxic buildup and excess weight. Most weight issues stem not from eating too much, but from eating patterns that obstruct the elimination cycle. The key to weight loss is facilitating output, helping your body efficiently eliminate wastes and excesses. Most people choose food based on taste or convenience, ignoring whether these choices cleanse or clog their system, a key factor in America's health problems. The high water content food principle offers a simple solution. Make 70% of your diet fresh fruits and vegetables. Since your body is approximately 70% water, it functions best when your diet mirrors this composition. Foods fall into two categories. 1. High water content foods, fruits and vegetables, containing 70 to 95% water. They provide nutrients while supporting elimination. 2. Concentrated foods, proteins, starches, fats, containing less than 30% water. They require significant digestive energy. The human digestive system processes different concentrated foods best in specific environments. Proteins require acidic conditions, while starches need alkaline ones. When eaten together, these environments neutralize each other, causing inefficient digestion that leads to toxic waste, fatigue, bloating, and weight gain. Proper food combining follows these principles. Pair proteins with non-starchy vegetables. Pair starches with non-starchy vegetables. Never combine proteins and starches in the same meal. Eat fruits alone on an empty stomach. Fruit is nature's perfect food, packed with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and fiber. People who experience discomfort after eating fruit are usually consuming it incorrectly. When eaten alone on an empty stomach, fruit digests in 20-30 minutes, providing quick energy. However, when consumed after other foods, fruit gets trapped and ferments, causing gas and bloating. Two essential rules. 1. Eat only fresh fruit. Not processed or cooked, as cooking destroys cleansing properties. 2. Timing matters. eat fruit on an empty stomach, waiting 20-30 minutes before eating anything else. After meals, wait at least 3 hours before consuming fruit. The program recommends fresh fruit and fruit juice from morning until noon. This preserves energy typically spent digesting heavy foods, making your day more productive. While some worry about fruit's calories, water-rich fruits actually support weight loss, unlike calories from processed foods. The morning fruit-only approach aligns with your body's natural elimination cycle. Most weight loss approaches overlook detoxification, focusing only on calorie reduction. Your body stores toxins it can't eliminate in fat cells, making these cells resistant to metabolism until this toxic burden is addressed. When toxin production exceeds elimination capacity, excess waste gets stored in fatty tissues. Approximately 10% of people experience temporary detoxification symptoms, like bloating, headaches, or fatigue, not signs of illness, but evidence of your body cleansing itself. The program facilitates detoxification through 3 principles. 1, eating high water content foods. Fresh fruits and vegetables flush toxins from your system. 2, properly combining foods. This prevents new toxin formation and conserves energy for detoxification. 3, consuming fruit correctly. Morning fruit consumption supports your body's natural elimination cycle. While complete detoxification may take months depending on your toxic burden, weight loss and increased energy begin within days. As your body releases stored toxins, previously resistant fat cells become available for energy production, accelerating natural weight loss. Raw fruits and vegetables contain enzymes that facilitate digestion and nutrient absorption. These enzymes break down at temperatures above 118°F, giving raw foods digestive advantages over cooked alternatives. Drinking water with meals dilutes digestive juices. Instead, water-rich foods provide proper hydration at the cellular level. The water in fruits and vegetables is structured within the plant's cellular matrix, making it more bioavailable to your cells. High water content foods provide not just hydration, but also minerals, vitamins, and electrolytes that help your body utilize water effectively, supporting functions from cellular metabolism to waste elimination. The human body is naturally designed to be healthy, energetic, and appropriately weighted. Health is our birthright, the state we achieve when we stop obstructing our body's innate intelligence. This approach isn't a temporary diet, but a return to eating in harmony with physiological needs. Your body self-cleanses, self-heals, and self-maintains when given the right conditions, simpler than today's processed diet. Unlike rigid diets that trigger rebellion, this flexible lifestyle allows personal customization. If you occasionally stray, these tools remain available to restore vitality. The program works because it aligns with your body's natural processes rather than fighting them. By taking responsibility and working with your body's natural cycles, you claim your birthright to health. This isn't about deprivation, but liberation from the cycle of dieting, weight gain, and chronic health issues. When you apply these principles, weight management becomes effortless as you support your body's innate intelligence. This creates both physical transformation and psychological freedom, enjoying food without guilt while maintaining optimal health.